trials, to set up tissue repository, to interrogate and narrow the number needed to treat to benefit one patient. So we hope to become smarter over the ensuing decades. And the last slide I wanted to show you is that we now, I talked about optimizing endocrine therapy. No matter how well we do with these classic endocrine therapies, there are other fuel injections and other ways that the engine is driven to help the car move forward. And blocking the estrogen pathway alone is an incomplete cure for women with ER-positive breast cancer. And we're beginning to understand which of these pathways are cooperating. And it turns out that it's likely that you will not just have to close the other window on the building when one is open, but you'll have to close them both. And what I mean by that is we're probably going to have to block the estrogen pathway and the cooperating pathways in order to obstruct progress of the tumors. So the two key pathways that have been identified is the HER2 pathway with the cell survival and cell proliferation pathways and the insulin growth factor receptor 1 pathway. And we are currently engaged in endocrine therapy with aromatase inhibitors and blocking this cooperating IGF insulin growth factor pathway and the cooperating. If you've got a HER2 positive, ER positive tumor, you're not going to do good for the patient with just endocrine therapy. You have to block the HER2 pathway and vice versa. HER2 therapy alone in an ER positive patient isn't good enough. You've got to block the estrogen pathway. So these are cooperating pathways. We're doing a trial like that, which I'll just show you. We have a trial where we enroll patients long after diagnosis with HER2 positive breast cancer, and we randomize to anti-HER2 therapy or not, and we have 1,600 women enrolled who have ER positive disease and are receiving aromatase inhibitors. So I will close my presentation with this slide.